Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castineau. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Engel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Scott Ulger. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Skube. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. And now, play ball. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castineau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castineau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards third. Molitor catches it and throws to first to double up Castineau. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ulger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McClure. Brunansky moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky moves to third. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Engel moves to second. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Ogilvie goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skubb is called out on strikes. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yost moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Skubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Skubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ulger fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Cooper for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-1 in the game. Gaetti is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Skubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Skubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McClure, and towards Yount, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Yost reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ulger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Yount reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Pete Filson now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Skube settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Skube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skube is 0 for 2 in the game. Skube hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ulger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skube for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ulger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulger is called out on strikes. One out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Skube settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Filson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Skube. Ward reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Skube settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.